gold aside, his face reddened in anger. "What the hell are you doing?" Eisner demanded. "What do you mean?" Gold asked. "You're talking to everybody. You're causing trouble. Everybody tells me you're upset." "I'm just talking to the other directors," Gold retorted, "and I am upset." "Your behavior is outrageous," Eisner said. Gold protested that he felt it was his obligation to speak up, and that it was overdue. For too long, the board had passively accepted whatever Eisner told it and rubber-stamped his decisions. This seemed to infuriate Eisner. "Are you saying you're losing confidence in me?" Eisner heatedly asked. "Are the two of you? Because if you are, then I'll resign. Is that what you want?" "No, but I'm getting close," Gold replied. Later that night, Eisner sent an angry email to Roy, saying that Gold had been trying to undermine him and stir up trouble on the board. He also emailed Gold, telling him that the Bloomberg contract, as well as a generous deal for Lloyd Braun, was Iger's doing. Roy phoned Gold from Ireland to ask, "What's this all about?" Roy read him Eisner's email attacking him. Gold related the night's exchanges, and said Eisner had asked if he and Roy were losing confidence in him. He reminded Roy that Eisner had promised years earlier at their victory dinner that he would resign if he ever lost their support. Had the time come to take him up on that? Gold, angry, was beginning to think so, but Roy was reluctant to do anything so drastic. He counseled patience. The next morning, both Eisner and Iger came to the committee meeting, which, in addition to Gold, was attended by committee members Andrea Van de Kamp, Sidney Poitier, Murphy, and Ray Watson. Gold began by saying he was against approving the contracts. "They make no sense, and it's not fair to shareholders," he said. "They have the worst record in the business." Iger mounted a stout defense of Bloomberg and Braun, though failing to mention just who had been responsible for programming Millionaire four nights a week and for slashing the development budget, which meant ABC had practically nothing in the pipeline. He concluded by saying that the upcoming season is great and would prove the worth of the contracts. Andrea Van de Kamp looked at Gold and rolled her eyes. Eisner immediately jumped to his feet, furious. "What are you looking at Stanley for?" he demanded of the startled Van de Kamp. Gold intervened. "Michael, these numbers make no sense. Anyone can see that." Eisner sat back down. Despite Gold's concerns, there was little likelihood that other board members would defy Eisner. Rather than antagonize Eisner and waste his vote as a protest, Gold decided he'd go along with the rest of the committee. The committee voted unanimously to approve the contracts. Still, Gold felt he'd made his views clear. On Tuesday morning, September 11, 2001, Bob Iger's personal trainer arrived at his Brentwood home as usual at 4:30 for his morning workout, finishing at 5:45. Iger was walking to the shower when ABC News President David Weston called from New York. "Do you have your TV set on?" he asked. "You won't believe this, but a plane just hit the World Trade Center." Iger had a TV in his shower and turned it on to see smoke and flames billowing from Tower 1. "Oh my God!" "It doesn't look like an accident," Weston said. "I'd better get into the office," Iger said. "Call me when you know."